Do you have a bridal relationship with Jesus? I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week at this time over the station. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for the divine anointing of thy Spirit upon this declaration of thy sacred word. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our text today is from John 14, and here is Jesus speaking. He says, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Friends, this passage is one of the most remarkable scriptures in the Bible because it elevates the modern saint's intimacy with Jesus far beyond anything Adam and Eve ever had in the garden. To sum it up, Adam and Eve had it better on the outside. We have it better on the inside. Adam and Eve had a perfect outside environment. They had no weeds to pull, no ground to till. They never had to worry about storms, earthquakes, floods, disease, and death. They had what retirees are looking for. No work, no sickness, no problems, always perfect weather. But Adam and Eve did not have much on the inside. They did not have the presence of the triune God in their hearts. They had God with them, but not God in them. Now, show me your heart. What would you rather have, a perfect environment on the outside or a perfect God on the inside? And of course, you know the rest of the story. Adam and Eve, through disobedience, were driven out of their perfect environment, and man, so to speak, has been holding the bag ever since that time until Pentecost. But then in the Gospel of John, Jesus makes a marvelous prediction, a wonderful prophecy, a glorious promise. He said, "The day will come, that is, once the Holy Spirit is poured out, that God will have a new paradise that would far out-paradise the old one in Genesis. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will come to dwell in the heart of man if only man would obey him." Hallelujah. Adam lost paradise through disobedience. The Christian can get it back through obedience. And the paradise of God's presence has by far a greater glory than the most beautiful landscape without weeds, because Jesus said, "If a man love me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." So to receive and keep the residence of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in our hearts, we must keep the weeds out of our hearts and have such love that we will obey God in everything and do whatsoever is pleasing to him. And such love is nothing other than bridal love, making man a walking tabernacle of the living God in a crooked and perverse generation. So then there are different kinds of love, as you see, or perhaps different levels of love or different degrees of love. Have it your way on this matter, but agree with me on this. There's a difference between redeeming love, God's love for the sinner, by which God so loved the world that he gave. And there's another love, that's shepherd's love, by which Jesus loves his sheep back into the sheepfold once they have been lost. And then the love that Jesus has for his obedient children that draws his very presence into their hearts. And that's bridal love. The bridal love is best portrayed in the Song of Solomon, which begins with these words, quote, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine," unquote. With this fervent, hot, passionate love of the bride to the bridegroom, she could then say, "He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me is love." Oh, my friend, read the rest of the Song of Solomon, and with a little blushing, read about an intimacy that has no place anywhere else but in a bridal love relationship. So you see that in John 14, there we find a New Testament connection to the Song of Solomon. It is Jesus singing the Song of Solomon, the most beautiful love song of the Bible, when he said, "If you obey me, I, the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, will come to dwell with you and in you." Jesus could have said, "And if you want to know what this intimacy of love I speak of is all about, go read the Song of Solomon, because that is exactly why I have placed it in the Bible, in the middle of the Bible." In other words, if you do not have red-hot, passionate love in your marriage, if you do not have the stirring in your heart during courtship, then read what it's all about, the Song of Solomon. Such ought to be the romance between you and your Savior. Now stop here for a moment and take a deep breath. Isn't this something? All loves are not the same. I have a love for my wife that I have for nobody else. I have a love for the sinner I have for nobody else. I have a love for backsliders that is unique. So it's different than the love for my wife.